And welcome, everybody. You're listening to Cloud Sense. I am your host, Jack Barugian. Again, this is the show about cloud technology and fintech in general. And you know what? I've got a great article I want to share with you. In fact, I don't know how many of you read it. It was in Business World. In fact, it was on, the 20th, which is a few days ago, by Nitin Mishra. And I got to tell you something, folks. This one I read twice because I really liked it. Essentially about the top 8 cloud computing focus areas for 2019. And I think that this is very, very relevant to where we are right now. And basically, he starts by saying that, you know, we're seeing 3 important factors that are driving technology evolution in 2019. Hyper competition, reducing IT budgets, and the need for digital innovation. So we know that. That's the basis for these 8 focus areas. So I'm going to get right into it. Number one, cloud-first and cloud-native approaches. I want you to think about that for a second, all right? That cloud-first approach is so very important. It prioritizes cloud infrastructure over on-prem models. And that's essentially where we're seeing the focus shift, which is very important. Number two, legacy integration challenges. Remember, you know, this is something that all CIOs worry about, okay? The need to deal with multiple challenges as cross-platform connectivity, data normalization. These things are not easy, folks, all right? But that is something that is going to be a focus. Number three, multi-cloud strategies. This is so very important. And I want to stop here for 1 second, and I'm going to give you a dramatic pause right there. All right, this is really the focus of where technology should be. All right, remember, competition is really what drives costs down, what creates innovation. It is capitalism at its best, folks. All right, so think about it that way. So multi-cloud strategies gives competition that intangible that's embedded within technology and which is needed. All right, number four, hyperscale data centers. All right, the massive amounts of data that are being generated by people, devices, wearables, enterprises, all right, are all going to start to bring value through analytics. And that is only really done through a good hyperscale data center. Many of these industries, it's banking, healthcare, e-commerce, social networking, all right, every part of the supply chain, somewhere along the lines, all right, needs it. Hyperscale data centers, folks, are becoming integral to the hybrid strategies of all of these organizations, all right? That was 4. I'm going to come back after this break, and I'm going to give you 4 more, which I think, again, are going to be the focus for 2019 for anybody that's got a cloud strategy. We're going to take a couple of minutes. I'll be right back.
Are you in the market for cloud but wondering where to start or how to get the best value? Looking for help figuring out what you need without telling the same story to 10 different people? UCX is the cloud pricing and procurement marketplace. We quickly and easily help you identify exactly what you need, whether it's custom private cloud, bare metal, or VMs. We put your spec on our platform, where CSPs openly compete to deliver the best price, fit, and term. Save time, money, and find your cloud your way. UCX, cloud buying made easy.
And welcome back, everybody. We are talking about the top 8 cloud computing focus areas for 2019. And again, a great article, folks. You know what? I'm going to try to get this up. It's from Business World by Nitin Mishra. And I gave you 4 of them before the break. And if you want to listen to it, go back, all right, and listen to those 4 again. But basically doing 3 things. And think about it. You know, the hyper competition that's out there, reducing the IT budgets and the need for digital innovation are driving these 8 things. And I gave you 4. Here's the 5th one, cloud security. I guess this is a blinding glimpse of the obvious for all of us that are around this world. You know, cloud security is going to be something with greater cloud adoption that's going to be absolutely a priority for everybody. I don't care if you're an enterprise, who you are, all right? Without proper cloud security, this whole concept doesn't work, okay? Number 6, cloud backup and retrieval. Now, this is something that, you know, cloud infrastructure hasn't really concentrated all that much on. I mean, it's been something that's been out there on the edges, but I think of it this way. Think of a cloud backup and retrieval with everything that you're doing at every time you're doing it without question, All right. That's essentially what we're talking about. This is so you no longer need a third party for backup and for retrieval. You have it embedded in your system, in the cloud that you're using, in every cloud that's being used. It becomes a utility, folks. It becomes something that's as easy as lead-free gasoline. It's there. You don't even think about it anymore. Lead-free. That shows my age, folks. I remember leaded gasoline. How about that? All right. Number seven. Cloud-based network services. Now we know about this, okay, all right? You know, in the last year, you've seen more and more of this go. Look, network as a service, or NaaS, as it's being called. I love that, all right? As opposed to badass, which is big data as a service. I love these terms that these technology guys come up with, all right? But network as a service is replacing traditional network infrastructure, folks, all right? I want you to think, allowing computers to build a virtual, centrally managed system that helps optimize traffic and scale on demand. All right, this is what the cloud allows you to do. Again, being stuck into one cloud provider is ridiculous. You need the options of the entire world at your fingertips, okay? Number eight, and this is the one that I kind of love a lot. This, and of course, you know, going to that multi-cloud strategy, but serverless architectures. I mean, you know, we've already started seeing it. Kubernetes has been doing it. You know, we've seen the enhancements that, you know, that Lambda's bringing out. But I got to tell you, folks, serverless architecture, it's kind of funny because it seems to be the circle. You know, we were in that environment, then we went to, the servers, and then we kind of walked all the way around. I remember back when we had mainframe gurus, folks. That's how I remember things. Again, I remember being on the board of directors of the CME where we were talking about mainframes that we were buying from IBM. Yeah, how about it? But serverless architectures, changing the way the world computes, folks, all really given to us, that blessing, all right, of the cloud. We call it the cloud, folks, but basically what it is, it's probably the greatest invention to come along since the Industrial Revolution. Yeah, folks, you heard me say it. That's right. And that's it. That's all I got time for. Again, you heard the top 8 cloud computing focus areas for 2019. I'm Jack Berugin. You've been listening to Cloud Sense. I'll be talking to you soon.